Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz. Join us weekly as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And also join us on the first and third Thursday of each month for a live program. Now, the following program has been pre-recorded in front of a live audience, so please forgive the occasional sound fluctuation. And now, here's David.
I'll tell you, I was just kind of glancing through this book this morning. I came in early. And if we'll stay with this, we're going to learn some of the most powerful things. I know we're slow getting into it, but I realize this is a new mindset. It's new terminology for a lot of us, and we really have to become comfortable to build a good foundation to build this on. It doesn't matter how good your house is if you're not built on a good foundation. Bible says every man must build. That means every person has to put together thoughts. Like you put bricks together, you put thoughts together, and you create this house you live in. The house of your outlook, the house of your perception, the house of your senses and how you perceive things. But if you build it on the shifting sand, it will fall when it's tested. If you build upon the solid rock, it will stand. So, of course, the rock always represents the Christ or the Christ consciousness. So, thank you for letting us take this just a little bit slow. I just ordered six more sets of the books this morning from Wanda in Oregon because we want to keep ahead of this. They were so interested in this in Unity on the River in Massachusetts. Wow, this is the right time. We just hit the right time. Again, I appreciate an article being given to me. Tom, I think, shared this one with me about adding to the alphabet of life from a single cell microbes to Homo sapiens. All species on Earth contain the same four-letter genetic code. We all know that. Can anybody name them? A, G, C, T. Adenine is A, C is cyanine, T is thymine, and what was the other one? G, guanine. those are the amino acids that make up the alphabet of your DNA. Now an A and a T is always together, and a C and a G is always together. So let's say you have brown eyes, that could be spelled A-T-T-A-C-G-C-C-G-A-T. That could spell brown eyes. And you are that word made flesh. That's how it works. That's how you were put together based upon your blueprint that you received from 23 chromosomes on your mother's side and the 23 chromosomes on your dad's side. Now you have to imagine mom's 23 chromosomes as being one stone that is dropped into the pool of possibility, and dad's is another stone. But when those stones put out rings, the rings go through each other, and that gives the unique you that is both of them or neither of them. And that's why we live in the holographic universe. And we will get into that at some point. I'm really anxious to get into that. All right. But anyway, if we stay with this, we're going to answer so many questions that I'm sure so many people have had and leave lifetime after lifetime without having them answered. Well, you're going to get them answered in this lifetime. And that's going to put you a lot further along as to if you're one of those that are going to come back. I'm not. I'm not coming back. Now, I may have to, but my intent is I'm not coming back because I'm going to raise my vibratory frequency and I'm going to go this way rather than over there. I'm not going to the neighbor's house anymore. I'm going to raise my vibration. At least that is my goal, my intent. Whether that happens or not, I cannot tell you. But if I would have to come back, or if any of us do come back in this and redo this third dimension space, it's going to put you so much further down the line of what frequency you come back on that you're going to undo lifetimes. You may undo 4, 5, 6 lifetimes that it would take you to finally get this information, a little in this lifetime, a little in that lifetime, a little in that one. It's going to put you way down. And that's called, in A Course in Miracles, collapsing time frames. A lot of people say to me, oh, I don't think I'm going to get this. You know, I'm in my 70s now. I'm in my 80s, 60s, whatever. Looks like you know, I don't have much longer to do it. So everybody feels like they're here and they're trying to get there. But physics has shown us the coolest thing, and it's called how that we can use consciousness to make a wrinkle in time. Like this. Now that doesn't seem so far from here to here as that does. So we have these opportunities called they're called choice points, where we don't have to stay on the same lane, but we can choose a different lane. I often use the example, if I'm out here on a 4 or 5 lane interstate and I'm in a certain lane, and right ahead of me a car is stopped, I think I'm going to use my choice point to move over to the other lane so I have a different outcome. So I feel the same way. You go to a doctor, the doctor says you have a certain sort of disease, you've got 6 months to a year, get your affairs together. If you stay in that lane, you will have a disastrous end. But you have choices of other lanes of consciousness where that is not happening. Isn't that cool? This is why I keep trying to teach about multidimensional consciousness. There are, and it's so simply put, in my Father's house, remember your house, are many mansions, rooms, dwelling places, dimensions. That would be the terminology for the 21st century. And by that, my forefathers believed that when they got to heaven, they're going to have a 9-room mansion with 6 bathrooms. I don't know why you'd need bathrooms in heaven. But 6 bathrooms, and they're all fighting to get the one next door to Jesus. All right, let's get into this. All right, we're still in chapter 1. Wanda asked today, how you doing? I said, well, it's been a month and a half. We're not through chapter 1 yet. She said, well, good for you. All right. I just wrote this on here. I just thought it was kind of cool. The heart stem cells sing and sound like the singing of whales, which is 1,000 hertz. So your heart matches the sound of whales. And I don't know if any of you have ever heard, there's meditation music out with whale sounds on it. It'd be a great one to connect with your heart space, is to get something with whale sounds in it. All right, so here's what I have to do, as much as I ask you to do. I have to put aside all my stuff, because I have a lot of my own stuff about this. I've been studying this for 20-some years, 25 years, so I have a lot of my opinions about all this subject of cells and theory and all that. So what I heard this morning was just stay with his stuff, contemplate it, and let's see where it takes us. And we can always take it individually. And what do we do?
Contemplate.
We contemplate it. And how do we want to contemplate it? Without attaching right, wrong, true, or false. So I keep it in the neutral. And why do I want to do that? And what happens if I succeed in doing that long enough? Qualify it. Correction can be made between your inherent intelligence system and your belief system. If your belief system is not aligned with your inherent intelligence system, then you want to make an adjustment, a mental adjustment. And how do you know when you've done that? Trust me, nobody will have to tell you. You will feel the baby leap in your womb of consciousness. Now, that's a crazy thing to say. I know for some of you, not big Bible people. But it's all based upon when Elizabeth was carrying John the Baptist, and she comes and meets Mary, who's pregnant with Jesus, and the baby leaped in the womb. You remember this. The baby leaped to witness that this is the one who is to come. So I call it the witness of alignment, in which you have a knowing. You just know when something comes into that alignment. At that point, then you qualify it into your belief system. And what does that do? If you qualify something in your belief system that is not matching your in Christ intelligence, what does that do? If I qualify something after contemplating it and it comes up out of my inherent Christ consciousness, but it does not fit my belief system, which I got from the outside, most likely, what does it do once I adjust it to my inner Christ intelligence? Raise the vibratory frequency of your belief system. And if you do that, then what happens? Then it becomes a part of the replication of your cells. And the cell now is being made at a higher vibration because you change the belief system to a higher vibration based upon the alignment of your inner Christ consciousness to adjust it. Now you're starting to make cells from a higher vibratory frequency. Now, what could that affect in the cells? That would be interesting in the sense of our subject of, we're not really teaching immortality here, but we're teaching longevity. We're teaching having control over life and death cycle. It affects how many replications of your telomere, which gives you more replications, which gives you longer life. And we know that as we go through this, we're going to find out there's no one magic way to do that. But well-being is one. Having a sense of well-being, having a sense of harmony between you and nature, having well-being with your food you eat, all those things. All those things are a huge recipe of what's going to nurture this process of working in you. All right, so good. I think we got that down. We almost got through the whole thing. I'm just waiting for it to go bing, 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 bing. Like that. All right, we're going to be on all the way to page 8. Now, I did want to give you another word for when you hold information in a neutral place and contemplate it. It's also called monitoring. You'll see monitoring is the mental process of consciously examining ideas, thoughts, and actions as they develop into reality. The purpose of monitoring is to show the individual what kind of information he is feeding into his belief system and the nature of the image that is being reflected back. When he understands where the information is coming from and how it is handled, he is able to alter it and thereby upgrade his belief system rather than just reacting to it and wondering why things are always happening to him or her. Jesus did not say, "Follow me, I have the truth." He said, "I'm the truth." Truth was his being. It's that which he is. And I've told people for years, when you really, really, I mean really know who you are, I don't mean because somebody said it out here, or because it's something Unity believes or anybody believes, but when you have that experience of really knowing that you're a created divine being, then you come to the absolute truth. And everything else is entertainment. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. So, let's start. Well, let's just start from up here. It says all energy functions at a particular rate of vibration. It's the first line of the first paragraph. All energy functions at a particular rate of vibratory frequency, which is the vibrant element of life emanated from the nucleus of an atom. All atoms, through the energies of electromagnetism and radiation, send out impulses that vibrate at a rate of frequency determined by the inherent intelligence of the sphere, realm, or plane on which the energy is to exist. Therefore, spirit, which is energy from the astral plane, functions at a higher rate of vibratory frequency than is on the physical plane. The astral plane is the energy plane just above the physical plane from which the man descends from the purpose of experiencing and learning on the physical plane. He's really using spirit here in quotes as most everything that the five senses and the mental mind can't understand. He's not using it in a mystical, religious term. He's using it that which is beyond the understanding of the individual mental plane. We know then that life emanates from the nucleus of an atom. That's why the most important in the work that I do with tuning forks is in changing the vibration of the spin of the nucleus at the etheric level. And I try to tune it. My intent is to tune it from a third dimensional spin to a fifth dimensional spin. And I can do that with a quartz crystal, a crystal tuner, a heart tuner, a lot of help from the angelic realm, and intent and intuition. And that is in our phase two class, to teach how to, one, clear out people's heart. You would not believe the stuff people carry in the heart, in the sense of any time they've been in grief, wound, pain, or sorrow, emotionally or mentally, is stored in the heart. Probably that's why heart trouble is the number one disease in the world today, because people carry so much stuff in the heart. So the first thing I was told to do is learn how to clear out the heart. And when I first saw that 14 years ago, the first person I did, what I saw was I saw spirals and spirals and spirals, and I realized these were the spirals of lifetimes for the heart. But as I noticed those spirals, I noticed a crusted energy, residue of crusted energy on those spirals. And I asked what it was, and they said it's where the heart has been shut down any time of wound, pain, or sorrow, or grief. And then I was given a way to go in and to clear that completely out, because your heart is going to be, there's a new system coming, whole new system. And fifth dimensional photon, is that a big word, photon? Okay, photon. Photons are the smallest units of light. Okay? And sound. So think of photon from phonics, phone. That has to do with sound. That's why those things are called what they are. Phonics is about sound. So you have light and sound, and the smallest unit of that is called a photon. But any time we talk about light, enlightenment, or being in the light, we're actually talking about information. So photons are units of information that transcends third dimension. It's part of Einstein's equation. Doubling the speed of light. So it is transcendent. Therefore, it is higher transcendent information in the form of light, trying to get to your mental consciousness. Now, every one of you has experienced it at some time, and you call it an aha moment or an epiphany. When something penetrates and gets into your head and you go, wow,
I see it.
It's like a burst. I see. And that's what you'll say. Oh, I see. I get it. I see what you're saying. I get what's trying to be said to me. And we're seeing that with this. Not these. For these have been made not to see it. This has been made to see it. Your third eye, your pituitary, pineal, that whole sacred area around the crown is an amazing area. But what's going to happen is this new information comes in so you can rebuild your life to a fifth-dimensional human life, which is going to make it so much wonderful. It's going to make your life flow. You're not going to have to work near as hard about prosperity. You're not going to have to work near as hard to find the right partner in your life. You're not going to have to work near as hard for health. And not at all, because you're going to be living in the law of attraction. Right now we're trying to make the law of attraction work for us in the third dimension, but it's a fifth dimensional thing. Instead of dragging stuff down to visit a while, go where it is and live with it. See, I love this idea of Jesus. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. But we just pray Jesus down. Oh, Jesus, come and heal me. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come, oh, Lord. You know, or whatever we call it. We're always trying to pray. We use our prayers to try to pull things in. No, use your prayers to build your vibration so that you can dwell and live in the heavenly places. So anyway, it's important that we change the speed of what emanates from the nucleus of the atoms, and this will create an electromagnetic radiation that sends out a rate of vibration of frequency determined by the inherent intelligence sphere. So it is the frequencies that match to Christ consciousness. Okay? Then Christ consciousness comes in through the heart, goes directly and bypasses all of the layers of belief system and defense mechanisms of ego, what we call it, moves right in directly to the pineal gland. The pineal gland is the most physical, spiritual organ in the human body. I started hearing about the pineal gland in the 70s. And what I read was that the pineal gland has been inactive in human beings for thousands of years. They're more active in a reptile. That's how a reptile sees, a snake sees, by the pineal gland. It doesn't see by its eyes. The tongue goes out all the time, and it's always feeding, but it totally goes through the pineal gland. Humans, it just pretty much dried up after a few years we got here. Then, all of a sudden, in the 70s, they started noticing it was being reactivated. And they wanted to know why. All of a sudden, now the pineal gland is about a fourth of an inch of a pinkish-gray matter in the very middle of your brain that is in the shape of a pine cone. That's why it gets its name of the pineal gland. Some say the pineal, but it's pineal. And if you'll study that, sometimes you're interested, go back to Egypt and see how many pine cones. Look on the Pope's staff. There's a pine cone. Tell me they don't know something. They understand that if we dare open our pineal gland, we will become so self-empowered that we will totally no longer be under the control of those who have controlled our planet for a long time. All right, back to our book. Yeah, this is good. This is fine. I'm letting you... these are important matters that needs to come up. So, the destiny of mankind. Maybe you should read about that. Which is the result of what has been taught and issued into the atmosphere does not necessitate the deterioration of the physical body by aging. Nor is it preordained that the body should be riddled with disease or racked with pain or plagued with accidents or victimized by crime or destroyed by disasters of nature. The reason any of these conditions affect an individual is because of the nature of his thinking. The nature, not just his thinking, but the nature of his thinking. I think we looked that up. Was that back here? Is the materialization of the life force energies in the form of electromagnetic impulses, which constitute growth evolvement on the physical plane. When this bond is formed, all functions of the life involved are performed by the life force's energies of that life to extend to the consciousness. So in other words, bottom line, the nature of thinking is your underlying consciousness of what you're thinking about. It is where your thinking comes from.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Holtz at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
In other words, if you have a certain faith-based belief and everything you think comes from that, the nature of your thoughts is that system of how you see things. And that's what we have to work on to change, not just our thinking. This is why I've been leery about all this, just switching from positive to, you know, negative to positive thinking and all of that. You can do all of the mental stuff, but if you don't change the nature of your thinking. So your nature would be, why do you want to have positive thinking? What do you want to do with that when you have positive thinking? How would you create with positive thinking for the higher good of yourself and others in the world at large? All of that has to be taken into consideration as the nature of your thinking. So the reason for these conditions affecting him is because of the nature of his thinking. By understanding how his thoughts or her thoughts are causing these conditions in one's life, the individual is able to change their thinking and correct the negative influence it has on what he is. What he does, what a lot of he's and all this stuff. What he does and what happens to him. See, I got so caught up trying to be he and her, missed the whole thing. So let me just read it the way it is. By understanding how his thoughts are causing these conditions in his life, the individual is able to change his thinking, correct the negative influence it has having on what he is, what he does, and what happens to him. So just what I said. We might call it intent or motive. The individual is composed of seven bodies, four of which are of interest at this point. And I say the same thing in Soma Energetics. I'm really not so interested in the very higher ones. I'm more interested when we get into the middle emotional astral etheric, because those are the ones that coalesce into your template that drives the development of cellular growth. This is why even in myself I doubt that I'm constantly getting the best of supplements, the best of all of these herbs, the best of homeopathics that are not working that well for me. Is based upon I'm not getting them. Now, the homeopathics might be a better thing because they're of such subtle vibration that they possibly can imprint on the etheric level. So I would not disregard homeopathics. Or I would not regard people who work with consciousness. If you're working with consciousness, I would not regard that. I would not regard any energy modalities that are working beyond the physical body or before the physical body, such as in Reiki work and so on and so forth, I would not regard that. Or tuning forks, I would not regard that. Or bowls, I would not regard that. Or anything that is not, has its origin at the physical level. You want to always work with things that drive the development of the physical level. Make sense to you? Work on feelings, emotions, intentions, nature of thinking. People need help in developing a good, energetic plan for their life. People have no idea, generally, what they want if they had it. If they had all the money / energy in the world to manifest anything, I'm not sure we think we'll know. I mean, we're going to react and say, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do with that if I had all that money. I'm going to pay off my bills. I'm going to pay my friends' bills. But beyond that, I mean, just look at people who win the lottery. It's a curse to most people because they never had a plan on that taking place in the first place. So I suggest before the windows of heaven are open to you and you begin to get the spirit without measure. That's what it said of Jesus. Jesus qualified. He had to qualify. And he did that in the wilderness. When the spirit led him into the wilderness and he went through all of his inner demons, past lives. Jesus had past lives because he's the last of Adam and there's the first Adam. So there's all kinds of Adams in between. Jesus dealt with all that stuff. And that made him qualify. And when he came out from that, it said the heavens were open to him and he received the Spirit without measure. Now everything that happened to Jesus, that really happened to him, is a prototype, a precursor for what you are a candidate for. Are you with me? That's why he said, you'll do what I've done and even greater things. He was a prototype, prototokos in the Greek, where we get the word prototype. Everybody understand that? So, you guys being in here and stepping up and saying, okay, I'm ready to walk into this kind of information, has put you into a place for initiation to qualify as a manifested child of God in the earth. Whew, I felt that. Thank you, Jesus. There's a difference. We all know we're children of God, but the world is not waiting for the children of God. It says in Romans 8, they're waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. Wow, don't you get that? Take it in.
Romans 8.
The whole movement was built on that in the 60s that I was a part of, called the Manifested Sons of God Movement out of Springfield, Missouri. Lots come out of Springfield, Missouri. It was also the headquarters of the Assemblies of God, which is the church I came out of. Now you got the Halo University there with Sheely, and you got Kathy there. So there's more going on in Springfield, Missouri than you think. We are energetically bankrupt as a third-dimensional Homo sapien species because all we've learned is survival. Survival of the species. We survive by passing ourselves on into the genes of our kids and their kids. We've never thought about survival for ourselves. You see what I'm saying to you? And now we have this opportunity to realize what Tesla tried to tell us and other people that were ruined by the powers to be who tried to tell us about free energy and energy is everywhere and there is no empty space. All empty space is a subtle teeming electric field of all possibility of energy and we're like fish in the water who don't know we're in the water. Anyway, that's what I teach.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
That's the area I'm saying we need to study more.
Yeah.
The unseen things, not the prosperity of money, not the prosperity of a relationship, not the prosperity of even physical healing. We need to study the meanings, the purposes, the reasons, the why, the intents. To have them sets up the vibration and the law to attract them effortlessly to us. We're working way harder than we need to. I'll give you a good scripture. For it is God's pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. So it's not that God's withholding from this one and that one. Oh, I hope you get better. You're not one of my best kids, or you don't pray long enough, or you don't do this. It's not getting to us. Okay, the heart is made first before the brain in utero. Then it flips around adolescence. That's why adolescence is the most difficult time in the development of the human, moving from innocence of childhood to adolescence to adult, which is what we've been doing for 12,000 years. The Bible starts with adolescence. In a beginning, Adam and Eve developed an ego and called it God. That's where it all went wrong, right there in the garden. They developed their own God. At that point, the female was taken out separate from man and made subjective to him. So we have dominion over earth, dominion over men over women. Then we started naming the animals, which means we started putting everything in a neat box called reductionism. And that's what's going on for 12,000 years. You and I want you to feel this at the deepest core of your being with all humility. We have chosen to incarnate at this time of a complete shift from adolescent human to spiritual co-creative adult, which holds the destiny of humanity in the hands of those. And these people are all over the world meeting in small groups just like this. I'll guarantee you, they're under the radar, they're not causing any great attention, but they are meeting. Margaret Mead says the world will be transformed by small groups meeting, because it's always been done this way. Even Jesus didn't want multitudes. He just kept narrowing it down. He just wanted the right ones. I don't want all 12 of you going to the mountain with me. I just want Peter. I just want John. I just want James, or whoever it was. The rest of you can stay out at the bottom of the mountain. These three is all I need. And from that, he had the transfiguration, and the Christ outraged Jesus. And at that moment, Jesus Christ became Christ Jesus. Trust me, go for quality, not quantity. Even in building our groups and communities and churches, go for the quality. It's not how many bodies that's there. It's what bodies that are there.
Amen.
That can do it. I have been blessed in my ministry by a few people. It's never been everybody. It's always been by the quality of a few people. Anyway. Come on, we got to get down a little bit further here. So he's talking about why we're preordained for disease and all these things, and we don't need to be by the nature of our thinking. And that's by understanding how our thoughts are causing these conditions in life. That is so important. Jesus said, put the axe at the root of the tree. I love that. I love that. Put the axe at the root of the tree. Now, that could be the family tree. There's a wonderful Osage saying, say, if you want to feel the sun shine in your face, come out from under the shadow of the family tree. Anyway. But that's where we get the word radical. This is why I don't mind somebody saying, I'm radical. You know where we get this word radical? From a Latin word, radix. And it means root. We also named a little vegetable that we get out of the earth called the radish. From the same word that is radical. A radical person means someone who wants to get to the root of an issue, cause rather than effect.
Yes, somebody who dares to question.
Yes, who questions the effect. Why? It's not come to me and I will fix what you do or how you feel. No, let's talk about why. That's why I've gone into sound coaching. And I'm encouraging our new teachers and things coming in. You've got, they don't want the word sound therapeutic anymore. That's too clinical. They love the term coaching. Coaching is being accepted by more of the accreditation places and insurance places that we work with. If we use coaching, they're happy. If we start saying we're a therapist, then it's questionable. It's just amazing what's going on and how we're adjusting so much of our language. The individual being is composed of seven bodies, four of which are interest, etheric, astral, mental, and corporal. Each of these has an energy field that must be attuned to the others for harmonious functioning. Otherwise, there's a physical and mental dysfunction. The two ways the individual can harmonize these bodies to one another are through his mental habits, belief system, and dietary habits. To misuse or misconstrue either of these habits is to jeopardize body, mind, and spirit attunement. When such misattunements occurs, the four bodies act in accord rather than accord, and aging, disease, etc. occurs. So basically, aging and disease is based upon not what we think, because it's Sunday morning and we come here and we think wonderful spiritual thoughts, or because 5 minutes or 20 minutes a day we meditate. It's the underlying of what we're always, the nature of what we're always thinking from. Does that make sense to you? In other words, you can't set a time separate to be spiritual because you are spirit. See that? I mean, I know that just been beat to death. Taylor Deschardins saying that we're not human beings that are looking for spirit, but we are spiritual beings trying to have a human experience. I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest shifts you can give anybody. Spirit is always present. Humanity's not. Humanity's all over the place. You know, we're thinking about tomorrow. We're thinking about we're going to have dinner. We're thinking about what we're going to wear tomorrow. I mean, we're just everywhere. But the spirit always is. It is the constant of the great formula of the divine human. It is the constant. I am God and I change not. There is that constant of the divine that always is. And he's saying if we tap into that, and practice that presence. Practice that vibration. And realize that everything else we do comes from that vibration. Therefore, it carries that vibration into everything we do. Into our relationship, into the food that we eat. We may not change our diets today to be a perfect diet. But even if we would start by having and bringing the right intention and motive into food, and look at it. why do I eat food, first of all? Then go through that. Why do we need food? Kind of break that down. I'm not going to go through all that, but nourishment, so on and so forth. Why do I eat? What do I get out of food? Break that down. Why do I like the foods that I like? Do I really like them? Or have I created this habitual thing in my brain that says I haven't enjoyed food until I eat this? Break it down. Start breaking things down. And when you break things down and it all comes to your nature of why you do something, and you can adjust that nature, it won't be near as hard to get off some of the things that maybe you do have a desire to get off. Maybe you don't. Those who are led by the Spirit are the sons and daughters of God, it says. So, we could also call it mindful living. I mean, don't go to the grocery store and react. Oh, I need this because I'm out of that. Oh, this really looks good. I've kind of been hungry for that. Be mindful. Might take a little more time, but it might help you to keep your vibration where it needs to be and not pull it down into the survival level where there is disease, sickness, and death. I'm going to start taking my pendulum. I'm a great believer in my pendulum. I know everybody doesn't, but I just do. My pendulum just doesn't fail me most of the time. So why don't I take it to the store? I don't care what they think. And I'll just start asking. But whatever you can do, you need to do something to be mindful about what comes into your atmosphere, even the people. If you're going to have an intimate relationship with another human being that you don't really maybe know that well, but you're attracted to, please realize if there is an experience of an orgasm, there is an exchange of souls in that moment. You know, as a minister, you wonder why people come to you and they go, oh, I'm in abusive marriage or abusive relationship, and you know, he beats me and so misuses me. I just need to get out of it, and we work on that. And they get out and then they go back. And I started noticing something after a while. Once in a while, those who really got honest with me would say, oh my God, but the lovemaking was great. And I thought, there's a pattern here. Fight, make up, have sex. That was interesting. But here's what really interested me. Because I've had this. I don't know if you've heard. I've had what I call a soul tie. That means a person you can't live with, but you can't live without. But I'm talking about through a sexual orgasm, there is an exchange of the souls. That means that person carries an aspect of you. And to leave them at a certain level, whether you know it or not, is to leave a part of you. So you stay in the abusive relationship. So you have to have a soul retrieval to get your power back to truly get out of something that you know you've outgrown or fulfilled or is not for you. If you leave anything there of yourself, you will fight for yourself, and the other person gets hurt in the process. You've got a soul that have gone, it's split. Somewhat split. Not in the world of reality, but in the world we know. It is split. That's why the Bible calls it, you have a spiritual mind and a carnal mind. That's the word soul. Psuche is the Greek word, which we get the word psychology, psychiatry. It's the mind. So the mind is split, and a part of her, because it's feminine, psuche is a feminine, while spirit has a masculine word ending, soma, the body, has a neutral. Isn't that interesting? Male, female, neutral. So, oh my goodness. So the, let me get two paragraphs. So anyway, a part of the soul went with the body. Part of it stayed with the spirit. And this is what we're trying to do, is to have the marriage or the reunion, when the soul comes back together, it'll bring the spirit and the body totally together. Then that will be fifth dimension. That's really what will bring fifth dimension. And that's where Jesus said, when the outer becomes the inner and the inner becomes the outer and all that kind of thing. So it's important that you understand you have this spiritual part of the mind and this carnal. And the word carnal comes from an Italian word carne, which means fleshy. So to be carnally minded is to be a meathead. Anyway. If you're ever in that situation or have been or in it or going to be, have the information to know who you're opening yourself up on an intimate level with, because it's very, very important who that you are sexually involved. But when spirit becomes physical, it becomes blood. That's why life is in the blood. I mean, there's a whole story about the blood. That's why the Bible is such a bloody book. I mean, they changed it. But it was trying to get our attention about blood and how important it is to keep the blood clear, the blood cleanse, the bloodline cleans. All these kind of things are amazing. Amazing. Because blood is congealed light. Don't you get that? Blood, okay, is trapped light. Like ice is trapped water molecules at a cold temperature. So we all have our thing. That's find it and do it. And do it with all your heart, mind, and soul, and spirit. And put it where it needs to go. And that way, you'll flow with the river. Oh my God, this has been so different today. What can I say? That's all right. Thank you. Thank you for just giving us an opportunity to do our thing. I know that's what Gene wants us to do, is to build on that. Can we just take a moment? Just a moment. Let's breathe in. All this wonderful new information that we've heard and felt. A lot of it we've witnessed with, I'm sure, in our heart and our spirit. We have given our teacher more to work with, to bring new ways of thinking and seeing ourselves and each other and the world. And again, I thank you for this presence that I was allowed to feel this morning. It was just so intense. I don't know what it's about, but something's going on. And while we're in this state of prayer, let's just lift up all the people in Iraq for what is going on, by all the innocent people that have no homes today, children fleeing their country. Pray that the holy divine angels and the spirits ministers to their heart in some way to keep the flame of hope. Help us to see this as some of the final release of old pathologies out of the body politic as we cleanse our earth and purify it. And now let us be in gratitude that we're here. That we're here, that we're still in a country where we can meet, where we're not being totally driven out. We know there's things going in the subtle areas. But let us see the glass half full this morning with gratitude for what we do have.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz. For more information, visit us at www.lightwithin.com. We invite you to join us every week here on BBS Radio for this insightful program and the first and third Thursday of each month for a live program. Until then, this is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.